Blog Talk Radio.
Love and saving me from the evil one. Thank you for loving us sheep so much that you sent your son to redeem us from the evil one. As always, Heavenly Father, we sheep praise you for providing us with love, education, family, wealth, joy and happiness, excellent health, sane mind, and prosperity in all things. And Father, for those sheep who are on the wrong path, bring them back into your fold. In your son's name, I pray this prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the only biblical day mentioned in the Bible for us sheep to keep holy and rest. You'll find that in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And you'll find in the fourth commandment, you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and rest. That's where you will find that. Again, that's in Exodus chapter 20. Verses 3 through 17. The Sabbath day starts Friday evening sunset and ends sunset Saturday. You know to have your New King James Version of the Bible with you, your pen or pencil, your notepad or paper. Come, follow me. I want you to go to the book of Isaiah. But before we start reading, reread chapter 1 of Isaiah, I want to go over some of the things that I've gone over with you in the Bible for the past 4 weeks, starting on March the 2nd. The week before, it was heavy on my heart to tell people what you know. I would say, repent from your sins, and they may not know what do you mean? What sins? So what I did was, I read from the Old Testament book of Leviticus, as well as Deuteronomy. Now these are some of the things that I went over with you all for from March the 2nd to March the 23rd. I talked about Leviticus chapter 18 talks about laws of sexual morality, and these are a few things that I have written down that I want you to take note of. Again, if you want to go into Blog Talk Radio archives, Feed My Sheep Show, you can hear my readings. Of course, you all, many of you read much better than I, but if you don't read, you can go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the Feed My Sheep Show starting from March the 2nd through the 23rd. And you will hear what it is that I have been telling you to repent from. As well as in the book of Deuteronomy, I told you what things that you should or should not eat. And I told you that you could also find those things in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verses 2 through 23, the things that you should or should not eat. Now let's review chapter 18. It says, none of you shall approach any one of your near kin to uncover their nakedness. Meaning, you're not to have sexual sex with your relatives, your uncles, niece, nephews, your mother, your father, your sister's brother. You're not to have sex with any of them. And then in chapter 19 of the book of Leviticus, it talks about moral and ceremonial laws. So I only read over the moral laws. And Let me just go over a few of them that I've written down. You are to revere your mother and father. That is, to honor your mother and father. Another thing is, do not turn to idols or make for yourselves any molded gods. And the only thing that I could come up with was a cross. I used to have a cross that I would wear and to work, and I had to have that cross every day. But what I've done, since I think that is an idol, I've thrown it away in the garbage last, maybe 2 weeks ago. It says, when you reap your harvest, you're to leave some for the poor. And I'm thinking that in the next 6 years or so, we are, if I read the book of Genesis correct, we will be going to a new land, those of us who have been put into slavery. And when I say Genesis, let me just let you go and tell you what you read and get the understanding. And it doesn't matter to me what your nationality is, race or your color. I want you to read so that you can find out for yourself. Now, I've been in a church for many, many years, and recently I've not gone there. But since God has told me to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people, I fear not, I am with you. I have begun to read the Bible in the past 2.5 years or so. And this is what I have read. In the book of Genesis, chapter 15, let me just read this to you. It starts at Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13. It reads, then he said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them and will be afflicted by them 400 years. And so that's the black man and black woman in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, because we have been looked down upon and mistreated even until this very day. And it's gotten better. Verse 13 goes on to say, verse 14 says, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. And many, many years ago, I took a history class at the college level. And it says that in 1619, the first slave was brought to Jamestown, someplace over in Virginia. And what I want you sheep to know, that there were already black people here in the United States. And I think they were the Moors, but history doesn't teach us that. I've gone to the library, and Detroit has a beautiful library downtown on Woodward Avenue across from the Art Museum. If you get a chance, visit those both those places. The Art Museum has wonderful drawings, pictures. I don't know if they have any drawings of black people there, but the artistry work there, it's just fabulous. Go there. And then go across the street to the main library. Wonderful book. And you can even go up on the fourth floor. You can listen to the different books that you pick up or that they may have. They have a record there where you can go and just listen to whatever it is they offer for you to listen to. At any rate, I'm getting off the subject. But the reason why I tell you all to read it, so that you can discover for yourself what has not been taught to you, or at least what has not been taught to me in the church. And, well, know that I am telling you the truth, and I'm discovering this information for myself. For the most part, I have sat in church for over, I'd say, at least 30, 45 years, and they're preaching around the same things. But I have discovered different stuff in the past 2 years, and I'm reading these things to you so that you will know Let me get back to the moral laws. Sometimes when I start speaking, I will speak and speak and speak and not continue or remain on that subject. I apologize for that. Another one of the things in chapter 19 of Leviticus, where it talks about moral laws, it says, and now this is news to me. I did not know this. You shall not shave around the sides of your head. Okay, so maybe you meant to let your hair grow out as Jesus did. In the picture that you saw of Jesus, that white Christ, what class I had? I can't think of the class, but my professor told me that that picture that you see of Jesus Christ, that white picture, that's Michelangelo's cousin. That is not Jesus Christ. Michelangelo did not see Jesus. He did not know Jesus. That's just a figure of his cousin. So a lot of stuff that you see in the Bible is not true, or that you've heard of is not true. We have been lied to, and I am trying to figure out the truth. It says, let me see how I stray away. Forgive me. Let's go back. It says, you shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor disfigure the edges of your beard. So I'm thinking, men, let your beard grow out, as well as let your hair grow. Another thing that's important, all of chapter Leviticus 19 is important, but other things that I brought out that I think you should know is, one other thing is this, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. Now, what's so hard about that for you to understand? I walk around and all these young people have tattoos all over them. They do not know. I believe that many of them do not know that they are not to mark up their bodies because they have not been taught. Many of them believe in God, even though they're doing things that they don't know that goes against the will of God. And this is why when I tell people to repent, we repent from what? They do not know. I say, well, if you've done A, B, C, or D, like, for instance, getting tattoos, don't do that anymore. It's against God if you believe in the Bible. Then let's go to chapter 20 quickly because I really want to read the entire chapter of Isaiah. And, of course, you know how I read. I may not get to it. Chapter 20, and it talks about the penalties for breaking the law, God's law. One is that he will set his face against the man and cut them off. He will cut, if that's the man or the woman, if you break his laws. And he talks about this idol called Molech, M-O-L-E-C-H, which was made for sacrificing or burning newborn babies alive. And I equate that to today's abortion. The United States of America says that you can abort your child without penalty if you do it within 3 months of pregnancy. And it also says in verse 19, verse 13 of chapter 20. Yeah, now a lot of young children do not know this. If a male lies with a man as a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. You are not supposed to do that. The devil on this earth will have you to do that. And when you do that, if you have experimented with that, stop it. Don't do it. Don't continue it. One other thing that I want to go, a few other things. Deuteronomy talks about the things that you should and should not eat. You should not eat swine. Swine is pig. And I have been told that there's a German pig flesh that's called trichomonas. It's like a little worm that swims around. And once it gets in you, well, hey, you have to go to the doctor or to the health food store to try to buy some stuff that will cleanse your system to get that worm out of you. It says, do not eat swine. And I know that the holiday season is up, is here, where people are going to go and buy hams, whatever the pig has, or another word for swine is pig, whatever meats, give up eating the pig meat, okay, or the swine meat. And you'll find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verses 1 through 23, as well as Leviticus, chapter 11, verses 2 to 23. And the last thing I want to tell you is that you can eat the different birds of the air, and it gives you the certain ones that you can eat. You read that for yourself in Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verses 1 to 23. It also tells you the water, what is in the water that you may eat. You can eat anything that has fins and scales. And also in Leviticus, I said, well, there's no shrimp, no more shrimp for me, or lobster. But Leviticus chapter 11, verses 2 through 23 says that you can eat lobster. And this is the Passover season. I want us that have church on Sunday church as well as Saturday church. God says for us to, the Passover season, we are to celebrate that. This takes me back to the book of Daniel, where the prophet talks of Daniel, talks about the abomination of desolation, and that I didn't know what that was until the very end. I was going to tell you this is about wars between the North and South, but it popped in my mind. The abomination of desolation is man-made laws, and what I think is going to end up as people are going to start serving man-made laws instead of God laws. And I have not found anything in the Bible where it talks about the bonnet, Easter egg hunt for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, dressing in new clothes, all this stuff. We have been lied to. And as far as Good Friday, when it talks about Good Friday and Jesus rising up on the third day, Jesus had to have died on a Wednesday, as far as I can understand it. Like, if he died on Wednesday at 3, well, Thursday at 3 p.m., that was the first day. Friday at 3 p.m., that was the second day. And the Sabbath, or the Saturday at 3 p.m., that was the third day. So when Mary went to find him after the Sabbath, because she was a Sabbath worshiper, she didn't go to his gravesite on the Sabbath day. She went on that first day, that Sunday, and found that Jesus had arisen. So those are the things that I want you all to know, and it has taken up most of my time. There is no way that I can read the entire chapter of Isaiah today. And I will have to come back, if it's God's will, and finish that next week. I have now that when I tell you about repent, you'll know the things that I'm talking about that you should change your lifestyle from. Okay, so let's go to the book of Isaiah with gladness. I am so glad that I'm here in the book of Isaiah, and I pray to my Father in heaven that he will allow me to read all of Isaiah as well as whatever else he puts in my mind to read to you all. So let's read for at least the next 3 minutes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, J-O-T-H-A-M, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. And now we're about to begin to read about the wickedness of Judah. By the way, since reading this Bible, I have begun to believe that us black folks who were slaves in the United States are the children of Abraham. And they were wicked, and this is why we were placed in slavery in the United States. Verse 2 says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, the donkey knows its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider." And another thing that I want you to know, the reason why I'm saying that we do not know, and we're just learning that we are the children of Abraham, if you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, and verse 9, let me just read this to you quickly. "I know your works," and he's talking to the church in Smyrna. "I know your works." We're in chapter 2, verse 9. "I know your works, tribulations and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." Now, for years, for all of my life, many years, I've never said that I was a Jew. But as I read this Bible, I am beginning to understand and believe that we have been lied to. I brought out two lies to you today. One, the picture of the white Christ that you see, that was an art appreciation class I had many years ago, where my professor told us students that the Jesus Christ that we serve is a picture of Michelangelo's cousin. So we are bowing down to something that we should not, and we're worshiping this white Christ, picture of a white Christ that we should not. And then the other thing I just read to you in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, to the church of Smyrna, verse 9, that people who are saying they're Jews and are not. Now, they may not, they may be Jews from the Caucasian Mountains. What you need to do is a recent history. Back in 1948, those Jews were brought to Palestine. So maybe you should, we should read up on history. And I'm going to stop reading right here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start rereading from the book of Isaiah next time. So I'm going to end right there. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving up our debt as we forgive our debtors. Until next time, remember to take our Father in heaven with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Jesus is love.
my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is